Hey there, and welcome to the Corporate Side Hustler Podcast. And I am your host, Lisa Rigoli, HR manager by day, Instagram manager by night, a wife and a mom of two beautiful girls. Now, in 2014, I walked away from the dream job I worked 9+ years to get to. And here's the deal. I said no to this opportunity because I knew in my gut, I no longer wanted to climb the corporate ladder, but I wasn't ready to leave the corporate world. So I created this podcast channel to support you busy women to maximize your time while juggling all the things. Each week, my guests and I are sharing how you can attract, nurture, and connect with your ideal audience with intentionality without spending countless hours online. We get the struggle of the juggle, and we want to remind you that you can build and run a profitable side business while working your demanding day job. Thanks for tuning in. Now, let's jump into today's episode.
I wanted to do an episode called The Four Surprising Moments in 2022 and What It Taught Me, just because if you're like me, you're probably reflecting back on this year, probably even questioning how is it already December, and just really making sure that you're reviewing everything from the lens of things that you're grateful for, things that you've learned, things that you hope to bring into 2023, maybe things you want to keep in 2022, what have you. But I want to share my top four, and I want to also do it in a story format to share how these things unfolded. So the first surprising moment in 2022 would be the value of defining my desired outcome. And I know if you're following me on Instagram, you'll be like, Lisa, I've heard you talk about desired outcome so many times. I just want to make sure that I slow down to acknowledge, where is it stemming from? Like, why am I so passionate about this value, the value of defining it and making sure that before you go after any big move, any big project, anything from a life, health, relationship aspect, that you're doing it with the lens of, what is my desired outcome? So I turned 40 this year, and it was important for me to really celebrate this pretty big milestone. And I planned a grown-up 40th birthday celebration. You may be wondering, well, Lisa, what the heck is a grown-up celebration? Well, a grown-up celebration actually includes an Airbnb, which you invite your closest and dearest friends, where they all have their own room and their own bathroom. There is a massage scheduled for one of the days that you'll be together with your closest friends. There is a chef scheduled to come to the house on one of those days. Your mode of transportation for this weekend getaway is a golf cart, because why not? You're doing dance parties in the living room, in your jammies every night. You're drinking and laughing till your bellies hurt. And you may be forcing your friends to wear a tattoo of your face. I don't know, but that's what I'm thinking about when I thought of a grown-up celebration. Now, it was such a true 40 situation and how I envisioned celebrating this big milestone, because there was no real agenda. We would truly sleep in, casually make our way to the living room to have our coffee and breakfast, and then collectively decide, how are we going to spend our day? Where was the golf cart going to take us? Me being an early bird, though, I would still wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to journal and have my coffee time alone in my room. And one of those mornings, I was truly just self-reflecting on the year. Now, at this time, it would have been just 4 months into 2022, and I found myself just over, like, this feeling of joy and gratitude. I was writing things in my journal around grateful for my beautiful and healthy family. I'm grateful that through all the different seasons of life, these amazing women that were in this house with me weathered all the storms of life and were still sitting next to me. I wrote down how I was grateful for my role as a director, and then I was reflecting back on the things I was grateful for in my side business. And as I wrote out the word side business, I then felt this overwhelming feeling of sadness run all over me, because truly in that moment, turning 40, I was realizing, hey, I have many things to be grateful for, yet something still feels like a little off. I thought I would actually be further along in what I originally had envisioned for myself as relates to some of my career goals and the harmony between my day job and side business. I knew that each day and week I was getting stuff done, because let's be honest, that's never really been a problem for me as I've been juggling multiple things. The issue was, am I getting the right stuff done? As you know, I have two little girls. My youngest at the time, earlier in 2022, was going through sleep regression. And my normal early morning protected time was now put on hold. With Izzy waking up odd hours of the night, I was actually now taking care of her in the middle of the night, putting her to bed, falling back to sleep, which was then causing me to sleep in. And I was losing my routine of planning out each day around my, what I call GRSD list. So I've always had this get the right stuff done list, and my list no longer had the right stuff aligned on there from a desired outcome perspective. It was just a bunch of things that I needed to get done. And I was noticing as I was journaling in my room, getting ready to turn 40 the next day, that I was becoming really robotic, checking things off my master to-do list, investing into my side business, but no real true compass to confirm if this new investment or this thing I was checking off my list was the right direction I should be taking to get this true alignment of my day job and side business as a whole. I was going through the motions of getting stuff done. So I literally wrote down on my journal, so what is one to do? And I have this motto that I live by is the thing to do is to take intentional action. It's important for me and important for you if you're in this space as well to get your thoughts out of your head and onto paper. And that's literally what I did that weekend. I crafted my new desired outcome for my 3-year vision. Crazy to say that out loud, because in that moment, just getting ready to turn 40, I was really envisioning what I wanted 43 to look like. I wanted to also write out my yearly target desired outcome for the age of 41. And then I wanted to zoom in 90 days and just say, what is truly my desired outcome for the next 90 days? And it was in that moment that I wrote, I want to craft a new offer that brings alignment in what I do as an HR director and a business strategist that feels easy and enjoyable while having an immediate impact on how I hustle with purpose by the end of this year. This clarity was surprising to me, and I am super grateful for this moment in 2022. The second one is around appreciating the season that you're in. Appreciate the season you're in and not really wishing for it to go by faster was one of these surprising moments this year. Each season is teaching us, I believe, something or gifting us with something that may only happen once in our lifetime. And instead of focusing on the bad or only focus on embracing the good, it's really having this balance of just being appreciative of being there. And what I mean by this is when I think of my girls again, raising toddlers is exhausting and really exciting all in one. And especially this season with my oldest, Gianna. Bedtime when she was younger was such a breeze. We actually would call her a unicorn baby because she would literally, we would put her in her crib or put her in her big girl bed and she would just pass out. Now that she has turned 3, it's shifted. It's this whole ordeal where we have to constantly compromise on what are the things we need to do before she's able to truly go to bed and feel at ease and not be like a wrestling match or a tug of war or her being upset. And there are moments where I would catch myself truly just getting frustrated when I saw the clock strike 6:30, because I knew that it would take another hour, maybe an hour and a half to get Gigi down. Because typically the routine looks something like wrapping up dinner, doing bath time, putting her jammies on, braiding her hair. She does have an asthma that we're not really quite sure what's triggering the asthma. So she has to do the nebulizer at night, putting her in bed. And there is cupcake time. Cupcake is, I know some of you may judge me, but it's okay. Where she gets to watch cupcake videos on TikTok. She's allowed to pick anywhere from 5 to 10, depending on the night, if she's gotten all of her stars. We then potentially read a book, or I do a story time where I make something up. I grab her a cup of water and ice, and then I tuck her in. Now, that's a lot. Like, you probably got exhausted just hearing me rattle this off, or heck, maybe you're in the same boat as me and you're doing something very similar. Let me know. Now, here's the truth. There is beauty in this routine though, because I know there will be a season that I will look back on this very moment. I'm trying not to choke up here and wish for this moment back for just even a day. And it's crazy how there are moments where I'm realizing, oh my gosh, do I have to do this again tonight? Gigi, can we speed this up tonight? Mommy is tired. But she will only be this small for a season. And the reason this is happening is because I wanted, since I was a little girl, to have kids to do this very thing. So we can potentially say I manifested this day, this moment, this routine. So I share this because this season will come to an end one day without any warning. It will just change. And I want to make sure that I savor every moment as if it were my last and be grateful that she wants to snuggle for a little bit longer. Now, the third one is centered around communication. Jay and I are both non-confrontational people. When we get into a fight, it's very easy for both of us to say, I need a moment. I love you, but I need a moment. We then have our moments to ourselves, come back happy as if nothing's happened. Now, based off my childhood and my past, it's something that I need to hear, which is the phrase, I need a moment, but I love you, or I need a moment and I love you, to be reassured that we're going to be fine. And that if we don't dive into what's upsetting us originally, that it's okay because I know that we're good. We're good, we're whole, we're strong, and we move forward. But this year I realized surprisingly the power in not only having the moment by yourself, but circling back. Yes, that's some corporate lingo for you, to share what the issue was. We can't get to the root of the issue and actually address the concern if we keep isolating ourselves to have this moment and then coming together. So what was happening is we were just kind of figuring out our own thing and then coming back together and not really addressing the issue. And I guess you can kind of argue that it was sweeping it under the rug. And it was that theory of out of sight, out of mind, but then you lift the rug and you're like, ah, it's still here. The germs and dust and all the things are still under this rug. What we've done recently that I've learned in 2022 is that we've been really, which has also been really helpful, is that it's okay to still have space to process the information, allowing ourselves to say out loud what the issue, and then I'm going to take a step back. What we've done recently is that it took us this year to realize that it's okay to have the space and have the moment to process the information. But we also have to create the space to allow ourselves to say out loud to one another what the issue was. Even if we agree to disagree, we at least need to share the issue. A great example of this is Jay and I had made a tradition pre-COVID during the holidays we would go away. It was serving two desired outcomes: to ditch spending money on quote unquote things and spend money on experiences. The second piece was to enjoy the holidays in a new place with an actual change of season, because if you're living in Florida, you know that it's only one season we get year round called summer. This year, we wanted to do DC. We left one chat all in that this is where we're gonna go. The more that I presented places to him, the more he found something wrong with the suggestion, or just looked unhappy, or maybe even just looked indifferent. I started to get frustrated. And in my head, I thought, why aren't you planning with me? Why are you shutting down? But I wasn't verbalizing this out loud. I then sent him a new Airbnb. He made a grunting noise because Jay sometimes speaks in grunts. And I shut the laptop and I said, I love you and I need a minute. And this allowed me to give him a minute, also known as I gave him several days, to kind of just like regroup. In the past, we would act just like this, meaning we would have a moment, we would come together as if nothing happened, and we would move on. This time I looked at him and I said, are you ready to talk? Are you ready to tell me what you're thinking? Because I'm feeling some type of way and I don't want to shut down because I don't want another minute. I'm realizing my frustration is coming from a place of confusion of what is it that you want to do for the holidays? Do you want this holiday trip? It was a long pause and he shared after the passing of his uncle earlier this year and the unplanned trip to Boston to be with our family, to help with the funeral and do these things in this time. It was a cost that we didn't plan for. And he shared how he was still paying off that trip. With no judgment, I just listened. I didn't go into fix it mode because I naturally wanted to. I wanted to make sure I gave him space to just say it out loud because my desired outcome was clarity for myself as to why this was happening. I wasn't there to do anything to fix it. I just truly wanted him to be in that moment. And I also wasn't sure what his desired outcome would be. So after a few minutes of silence, I said, "Well, what can I do?" He smiled and said nothing. I just needed to say that out loud. It's why I've been holding off on moving forward with the holiday trip. Now, this is a really big deal for two individuals that avoid conflict. Now, you may be chuckling because you're like, this is not that big of an issue. Or maybe you're like, Lisa, this is so us. Like, this is so me and my partner. And I share this just to normalize it, that we had to find a new way to be open with our communication. And I'm grateful for it because it's only going to make us stronger as we continue through these years. The fourth surprising moment that took place in 2022 was centered around taking time to process big changes before taking action. The big moment was I lost my boss and my job was eliminated within 30 days. It's crazy to say that out loud without crying because a lot of it still feels surreal. I was processing all of these changes earlier this year, and I'm still processing a lot of hurt and confusion in all of it. A lot of people, such as friends, coworkers, families, would ask me, "So Lisa, now that your boss is gone and now that your job's eliminated, what are you going to do?" And the real answer is I didn't want to do anything other than just kind of go through the stages of grief. I didn't want to plan out what next steps should or would be. I wanted just to be. So I allowed myself 3 weeks to just process and truly held on to this motto: if one door closes, it's because another door is opening. And even though I may not find out why the other door needed to be open, it's okay to move on. Process allows me to feel all the feelings and create a new desired outcome for what's next for me. It allows me to appreciate the season I'm in and not wish for it to move on. It allows me to have open communication with others and my husband and how I'm feeling. And now I'm allowing myself the transition into action. I am currently doing a series, if you want to learn more about the big thing, number four, and how this all unfolded, in my emails that will then transition into a video series. So I promise I won't leave you with this cliffhanger of my job being eliminated and not telling you more about what this means and what I'll be doing. But I want to just sit in this space of processing these big changes before taking any action. I appreciate you listening to my four surprising moments in 2022 and when it stopped me. And if you have a moment, I would love for you to do one of two things. I would love for you to either share with me a surprising moment that you had in 2022 and what it's taught you over at the Corporate Side Hustler in the DMs, or to share this episode on your stories to help remind others to listen to this if it resonated, if it helped normalize something that you needed to be reminded of or taught you something different. I am so happy for whatever season we were in for 2022. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, bye for now. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, here's what I want you to do. Take a quick screenshot of you listening to the Corporate Side Hustler podcast and upload the image to your Instagram stories and tag me in it at The Corporate Side Hustler. I would love to hear from you and connect with you on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you the same time next week. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now.